Please pray with me. God, for the strength to stand before you each day and ask you, who do you say that I am? We pray. Amen. Please be seated. So Thomas is away, and I thought we could use this as an opportunity to break all of the rules. So if you're on board, welcome, and don't tell on me. They tell you when you first do a preaching class in seminary that you should never try to preach on more than one of the readings at the same time. We're just going to throw it right out the window. And if it works, great, and if it doesn't, I hope you will give me special dispensation. Because when I read these texts, there was a line that just appeared for me. And when that sort of thing happens, that it clearly is coming from someplace else, I feel like we have to trust what the Spirit is saying in that. And so we're going to tell the story in retrospect, starting with our gospel lesson. Who do you say that I am? We have Peter this morning, who, if you'll remember, 2 weeks ago, we heard a lesson about Peter in the boat, and he was freaking out even though Jesus was there. I mean, come on, we know the end of the story. Clearly nothing is going to happen to you, Peter. But he doesn't know. And so he cries out to Jesus, and Jesus comes to him on the water, and he says, "Help me to walk on the water." And as he's walking towards Jesus on this stormy sea, he doubts and is afraid, and he starts to sink. Flash forward to this morning, and we have Peter, the same Peter, saying to Jesus, "You are the Messiah, the Lord," and Jesus answering back, seeing Peter right at his core, "You are the rock upon which I will build my church." We have no idea what Peter was thinking in that moment, but I think if we go on the evidence that we have from previous passages, Peter was once again freaking out a little bit. What an awesome responsibility to have God look you in the eye and say, "I see through your doubts. I see through your questions. I know who you are in your heart. And you, Peter, are the rock upon which I will build my church." It kind of makes me want to ask Jesus the same question, but I really hope I wouldn't get a similar answer. And I'm pretty sure that I wouldn't. Because, as we heard in our epistle lesson, we are all given our own unique gifts that make us exactly who we are, and it's different from everyone else. But without each one of us, without each of our special sets of gifts being put together just the way we are, we could not fully embody the one body of Christ that is the church and her people. Yesterday, I had the opportunity, the privilege really, to celebrate at a funeral at my childhood parish for a father and daughter. It was a really fantastic honor to stand in front of those people and to celebrate this service, celebrating the lives of two people I love so much and grew up with. And what was so striking to me as I thought about this in the context of this week's readings was as person after person after person stood up and told us who these people were, who they were in the context of the relationships with each of these individuals. I heard stories that I remembered that I was present for, and other stories that were from different periods in their lives when I wasn't necessarily there. But there was always a line through them. As folks spoke of my friend Alice, they said she had this joy. It was like she was skipping through life from the time she was a very young child. That was her charism, that she brought joy everywhere she was. As they spoke of Penn, a similar thing emerged where this amazing discipline came out that allowed him to become all of the things he was. And as we all sat there talking and thinking, I wondered, if you brought together some of my best friends and family, who would they say that I am? Jesus asks that question at the beginning of this passage. Who do other people say that I am? Who do they say that the Son of Man is? And they say, oh, well, they think it's all these different people, when really he's standing right before them the whole time. And so when we strip away all of the acts, all of the relationships, all of the different pieces of us, and leave ourselves bare before God, who are we? What are we? We're united in the fact that we are all created in God's image. We are united in the fact that we're children of God, but then we are unique with these gifts that we bring to share with the world. And those gifts are what make us amazing and unique and strong. When you listen to the Old Testament lesson from this morning, you hear about two of my favorite characters in all of the Bible. They're only there for a moment, and we only get a snapshot of who they are. But in that moment, we know elementally who God says that they are. We have Shiphrah and Puah. These two women are vitally important to our narrative because they are two named women in the Hebrew Scriptures. Very few women are given names in the Hebrew Scriptures. You hear that a woman did this or that, but you don't ever learn any more about her. But these two women stood up to Pharaoh. They were lowly handmaidens. They sat, they delivered the children. They were servants. Yet they have names in our scripture. They had families. They had lives. They were daughters and sisters. But in this moment, they were instruments of God. And if two servants in that time, two female servants in that time, can stand up to the most powerful man on earth and say, no, that's not what's happening here. And we remember them all of these years later. I think it speaks a great truth for who we have the potential to be when we are brave enough in our own lives to ask the Holy Spirit, who do you say that I am? Stripping away all ego, leaving outside all of the things we think we're supposed to be or that society puts on us and tells us we're supposed to be. At the end of the day, we strip it all down, and there's only one thing that we need to ask our Lord, and then we need to walk forward. Sounds small and simultaneously impossibly big. So to have the strength to actually stand before not only our friends and family, but God in all of God's glory and say, here I am. Who do you say that I am? Is, I think, the greatest gift that we can pray for the strength to live into. Because from that moment of identity, of knowing without a doubt who it is that we are, that's when we can really begin to live into our calling. Amen.